Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This is Munashah Omar. You are listening to Studio Diaries. Welcome. Good morning. It is a Tuesday morning, middle of the week. Subhanallah. This past couple of months have been so busy, so full, so crazy. It's been so hard to just get back into a calm rhythm. And oftentimes that happens a lot, like when there's a lot of transitions and shifts in my life and things are moving forward fast, it's easy to get, you know, jumped off routine. I'm a quick problem solver. I am a quick person who, you know, my main skill set is adaptability, which makes it hard for me to build routines because change is such a constant thing, right, in my life. And I value change over routine. And that has been my go-to. And so trying to shift and build routines has been a great learning process. And subhanAllah, it is only by realizing that as a human being, I need routines. I need routines and I need flexibility as well. But calmness comes through routines. And I had read, I cannot remember the author's name. Well, I can't remember his name. His name is James something. But the Atomic Habits book. And one of the things he ended it with in the last few chapters was talking about the people that really succeed in building habits are the people who can withstand the boredom of a habit, because it is so repetitive that it's going to be boring. It's not going to be exciting. It's not going to be, you know, crazy. It's literally going to be extremely boring. And he said the ones that can succeed in maintaining a habit are the ones who can withstand the boredom of it. And that's something I never thought about. In the back of my mind, I used to fight habits and routines, and I didn't understand why. And I think it's because slowly we as humans are being geared and taught to chase the exciting, chase the, you know, our computers are like dopamine hits. Everything is so nice. It's like our diet is filled with fast food. Everything is just so fast. So and there's something familiar to me about fast and unknown, right? That known and routine feels boring, feels like something I should leave, right? So whenever the opportunity presents itself in my life, I would just hop on it. I would just jump on it, right? And so it's even, you can kind of see it in the consistency of like me posting these episodes. I've recorded, I think, about 15 and didn't post them. And I think it's just the habit of being in that mindset of like, let me speak, let me record this thought, and then let me go through the routine of posting it. The beautiful thing about habits is like once you do it, you start to it just starts to become automatic. So when I am producing an episode, it's like there's a lot of things that were at once, like each stage was so scary, but then after a while it just became a habit. And so I'm allowing myself to grow by not punishing myself every time I go into my default, right? Or what I've known for most of my life. I'm doing this thing where I'm trying to teach myself the beauty of what I choose versus, you know, punishing myself for the times that I fall back into old habits. I think slowly but surely it is really changing me. It's changing me into this person who it's almost like you're working towards a prize now rather than feeling terrible all the time about not being who you want to be, and then you start to resent the person you want to be because it's a constant reminder of who you're not. And that whole just setup works for some people, but it just, you know, it just makes me, it brings me down. Like, my inner team morale would go down if I'm constantly reminded of who I'm not. Versus if I look at this life that I want to live, and I'm like, oh, we're going to get there. And I'm excited about growing, and I'm excited about the results, and I'm excited about the small wins. And so that has been it. Like, I'm so excited to be officially back. I'm so scared to ever talk about consistent routine for posting or even promise that, because there is this fear of like, hey, what if you don't consistently post? What if you go back to your default? What if you go back to your old habits and you don't consistently post? Then you become a liar. Then you become a person who breaks her promises. Then you become this. So don't even promise it in the first place. And I think I'm trying to figure out a work around that, because I want to be able to have a routine. Or let me say this, I am growing to a routine in which I am more consistent with what I say. I do build buffers for myself. I do operate. I am working towards this life in which I can share my reflections consistently with the people who want to listen to it. And I promised myself for this to be a podcast in which I could be open about life and I could be open about the things. And right now, it's incredible, subhanAllah, how easy it is to go back into the habit of just living and moving forward and just going forward and going and going and going and not stopping to reflect about, whoa, what happened today? What happened this past week? What happened this past month? Who did I become? How did I grow? Those situations that I thought were so huge and so large and so impossible, I'm past them now. And I haven't even given time to really just pause and think about them. I haven't even, you know, to be like, wow, whoa, mind, let's take this as a learning opportunity. Let's cement this learning opportunity instead of just moving past it. For this to be a really big teaching moment, to pause and be like, you literally thought you were gonna fail, or this wasn't gonna go well, or you were gonna die almost from the stress of this thing that needed to happen. And then it happened, and the day was smooth, and then it finished. And then after that, there was no time to pause and reflect and to teach myself, whoa, put this in the archives. Next time, Mr. Fear, that you want to just bombard me with all this anxiety and all these thoughts and all these fears, you got to put this, you got to add this to your thing. And I don't do that. And I talked about a previous episode where I need a filtration system in which, you know, all the stress that gets piled on, everything that gets, the body has a filtration system, which is like, you know, the kidney cleans out whatever you input in it, it cleans it out and then sends it out, you know. And so I kind of need that within my routines, and I'm still trying to find the thing that hits. And I also have this fear that if I find this thing that is incredible and phenomenal and hits and makes my life amazing, that I have this other habit of running away from it in case it doesn't last, which is, you know, it's just this psychological thing. Subhanallah. While I was gone, I did this exhibition called If Shame Wasn't a Factor, What Story Would You Tell? And I really can't wait for the day where I am brave enough to talk about the thing that I feel like would cause shame. Because I feel like it's a story that would really, really bring healing. It's a story that, alhamdulillah, I went through it and I got out on the other side. And in some cases, I think I'm still going through it. And, you know, now that I think about it, there's more than one story, right? But I think oftentimes the things we hide behind shame are the things that could create the most transformation in people, could make people feel less alone, you know? So I went to Malaysia to attend the first ever Global Muslim Media Summit. I, you know, got ready for marriage. So many stories that I do want to talk about in depth. I think this is me saying, you know what, as scary as it may seem to reflect back, to share these stories, there's a purpose for my life, and there's a purpose for why I say what I say. And there's a reason for me choosing to say, hey, Studio Diaries, let's get naked. Let's talk about real life. And, oh my God, I realized the challenge as a storyteller is to be scared and do it anyway. And the level of fear that you feel before you tell it, before you say it, is so huge. And then after, you get to witness the beautiful transformation that it allows other people to have. And all of those, you know, fears, they're valid fears. There could be things that happen. But then it helps you realize, wow, we are in this world for a very, very, very short amount of time. And the people who would twist what you say or use it against you, or all those scenarios that Mr. Fear comes up with, all of those are nothing compared to someone being like, hey, your words saved my life. Your words made me feel seen, heard. I felt like the world was dark and I could no longer exist in it. But because of something you said, because of a way that you spoke honestly, because I saw you saying this thing that I was so scared of, I no longer felt scared of it too. So in this episode, I want to say a shout out to all our storytellers, all the brave souls who went through things and instead of keeping it to themselves, they chose to speak about it. Everyone who went through addiction or is still going through addiction and is speaking up about it. Anybody who's gone through assault, who survived something, who made a mistake, and they were like, they held themselves accountable to it and they spoke about it. Everybody who chose, instead of building an armor of lies around you, to really soften your heart. Like there's a verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when he speaks about, how does the verse start? وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّوا مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. Allah starts that verse by saying, memorization test right now. ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا. It's like سبحان الله, the eye is coming together. It's part of Studio Diaries, guys. You get the unedited human aspect. Let me see. ولو كنت فظا لنت لهم. لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا غليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك. فاعف عنهم واستغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر. فإذا عزمت فتوكل على الله. إن الله يحب المتوكلين. إن ينصركم الله فلا غالب لكم وإن يخذلكم فمن ذا الذي ينصركم من بعده وعلى الله فليتوكل المؤمنون. الله سبحانه وتعالى is talking he's talking about the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم and how he made his disposition a soft disposition. Like he softened the heart, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم's heart. Hi, garbage truck. Oh wow. I'm gonna close my window. Give me a sec. Alhamdulillah. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made his disposition soft. And this ayah particularly is talking about the people, the men who disobeyed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's command in the battle of Uhud, right? And oh, there we go. فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. It is by the mercy of Allah. It is by the mercy of Allah. It is out of the mercy of Allah that you, O Prophet, have been lenient with them. Had you been cruel or hard-hearted, they would have certainly abandoned you. So pardon them, ask Allah's forgiveness for them, and consult them in conducting matters. Once you make a decision, put your trust in Allah. Surely Allah loves those who trust in Him. So this ayah just reminds me always, like, we think that by being perfect, by being, you know, hard, that's how we earn people's hearts, or we earn each other's love. But actually, it's the opposite. You gotta be soft. And so, as a storyteller, I'm always aspiring to be soft, as soft as possible, to kind of shed this really strong armor. And as a person who is extremely self-dependent, right? I'm trying to twitch it, turn it to Allah dependency, but extremely, you know, doesn't want to ask for help, doesn't want to do that, like has this big pride, right? It's a battle. It's like a daily battle to be like, hey, you gotta calm down. You gotta soften up. You gotta open your heart. You gotta be kinder to yourself, and therefore being kinder to humans. Like, I think we learn to be kind. We learn to be kind, truly kind, to humans, starting with ourselves. I think if we're unkind to ourselves, if we're not even able to be kind to ourselves, the person that you could see all of their mistakes, all of their thoughts, all of their everything, if we cannot be kind to that person whom we are fully in control of everything that happens, or, you know, speaking up for them, how we speak to ourselves, like if we can't be kind to that person, then it's extremely eye-opening as to the cap of our kindness, right? That our kindness really does have a cap, right? And I think love and kindness are not opposites to justice, right? You could treat something justly and be kind in that justice. You can treat something with justice and be loving in that justice, right? And so sometimes we think we have to pick and choose. It's an either or situation, but I don't think so. And so I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make my heart softer, to open it up. I'm a storyteller. I'm here to tell stories and to tell them from the most honest perspective I could take. I don't control other people's thoughts of me. You know, somebody said that's none of my business, to be honest. The biggest I, the most important I to me that is looking at my life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala look at me, and how does He perceive me, and what does He judge me by, and what does He ask me to do? Those are the most important things. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, really, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really doesn't have something in which in the English world, in the English word called shame, right? People sometimes make shame synonymous with modesty or shyness or, you know, haya, but that's actually not what shame is. In the English word, in the English context, shame attacks yourself, right? And the English language is not as eloquent or as, how do I say, it doesn't have as many words as the Arabic has. But shame in English is about who, it attacks your worth. Who are you, right? Your selfhood. Right, it doesn't talk about the mistake, or it doesn't talk about the behavior. It asks, "Who? What kind of person does this behavior?" Right, and then once you get stuck in that, what kind of person? Once it starts to attack your identity, you just get stuck because you're like, "What if I am the kind of person who does these kind of behaviors? What does that say about me?" Right, and you get stuck in a conversation that is never ending. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frames judgment in the behavior. He tells us, this is who I created you as. He already sets that tone. He already tells us who we are. This is what you've been created as. Now your behavior, right? Your behavior either pulls you closer to who I created you as, or pulls you away into being something else. So our default is goodness. Our default is love. Our default is care. And you can see that in children. Children that have not been traumatized. Children who are just the pureness of love that they have. That's who I created you as. Now, your choices and your behaviors pull you away from that. So when I talk about shame, it's not about this is what you do, this is who I am if I'm the kind of person who does this, right? No, you're a human being. Allah already honored you. You are honored. What is the behavior that you are doing that is dishonoring you? And just stop that behavior. Just stop that behavior, or switch it. And Allah, the beauty of it is that He gives us reward in the striving, not in the result, but the striving, the journey, the action as you're doing it. That's what you get. That's what you get rewarded with. It's not about the result. It's not about when you finish, that's when you get it. No, no, no. It's about every single second in which you are striving. And Allah is the only one who knows what's in the hearts. So even you, if your external looks like it's not striving, but internally you are trying your absolute best, you still get rewarded for that. So the only I that I'm trying to look at is God's, right? And I'm trying to utilize the stories of my life and the stories of the people that I've met and the stories of that I'm witnessing in the world to be able to reorient us back into that story, back into that love, back into that existence of like, hey, we are really in a life that is difficult, confusing. It's like we've been plopped into a virtual reality and we're trying to figure out what's real and what's not. Right? And it's like we have these messages reminding us of the illusion might say this is the way you should go, but here's the actual guide. Here's really from the maker of the game. Here are the tools, you know, to get out of this madness, to not be driven crazy by it, right? And that is what guidance is. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us guidance always. So feels good to be back to reflecting and sharing. I'm going to be posting this up and then I'm going to be posting other recordings that I've made a long time ago. There's different parts of my life that I'm still learning how to share and how to talk about with comfort. I'm really excited to share some of the stories. But in general, I think coming back in this series, I feel like there's going to be so many episodes in which I'm coming back. Because that's one of the identities that I've said. That's who I am. I'm a person who always is coming back. You know, I'm coming back, returning at the Wabun. Like, you know, those who always return, that's the one identity that I was like, I could do that. I can't promise that I won't, you know, that I won't walk away, but I can promise I'll always return. I'll always make sure that I'm returning. And, you know, one at a time, bismillah. So much so that I'm going to return so much that it won't feel like I ever left, you know. And that's the goal. Thank you for listening to Beautiful Light Studios. Oh my God, Beautiful Light Studios is stuck in me. This is Studio Diaries by Muna Sheikh Omar. Bismillah, we're going to, this podcast is a personal podcast, but Beautiful Light Studios is my is a company that I'm working on right now. And it's a beautiful company, subhanAllah. We are coming out with a radio. So hopefully Studio Diaries gets on the radio, inshallah, if if it gets approved. I may be the owner, but it has to go through an approval process. Inshallah. But hopefully in which we can create, you know, a space where as Muslims we just have a friend. We have a friend always, no matter what, no matter where, that makes us feel like we're not alone. We are strangers, but we don't have to be alone if we live in community. You know, Prophet ﷺ said, you know, فَطُوبَ لِلْغُرَبَاءِ. We're going to be strangers in this world. And the only way you can stay steadfast is if you stay in community. And our goal is to make that community virtual and available for you wherever you are. So that's a dream of mine that I'm working on and I keep returning to. And so, Alhamdulillah is the best thing I could say. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. This has been Muna Sheikh Omar, you've been listening to Studio Diaries. I pray I get to meet you in the next episode, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.